At 7:07, it's clear, 1 degree below zero in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny here today, the high near 12. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping local news, an accident on eastbound Interstate 80 in Cass County this morning has resulted in one person trapped, an unknown number of injuries, and a partial blockage of the eastbound lanes. According to dispatch reports, Atlantic Fire and Rescue and Medevac ambulance were called to the 61.5 mile marker on I-80 eastbound, or about 1.5 miles east of Highway 71, where a semi rear-ended another semi. The crash occurred around 6:45 a.m. One of the drivers in the semi was reportedly trapped in the cab of his truck. It's not known whether what either truck was carrying or if there were any hazardous materials on board. We currently have no other information available at this time. Police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in finding a 70-year-old man who disappeared sometime late Thursday night or early this morning. According to police reports, Philip J. Kephart, who has Alzheimer's disease, walked away from his Council Bluffs home and remains missing. Kephart is 5 feet 9 inches tall, 175 pounds. He has gray hair and is believed to be wearing only a red hooded sweatshirt, jeans, and one shoe. The search for the man began around 1:25 a.m. today and included the use of the Able 1 helicopter from the Omaha Police Department. In temperatures that hovered near zero, police were searching for the man in an area just west of Lake Manawa. If you see anyone matching his description, by the way, you can see his picture under this same story under the news tab at KJAN.com. You're asked to call 911 or the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4728. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports three people were arrested Thursday on drug charges. 37-year-old Johnny Wayne Robinson of Chatsworth, Georgia, and 21-year-old Jonathan Tyler Newborn of Fruitsworth, Alabama, face possession of controlled substances charges. And 39-year-old Elmo Dwayne Likens of West Liberty, Kentucky, was arrested on charges of possession of manufacturing, possession of controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. All three men were taken to the Cass County Jail. Robinson was later released on $1,000 bond. Newborn remains incarcerated on $1,000 bond, and Likens remained incarcerated on $10,000 bond. In other news, on Wednesday afternoon, Cass County Sheriff's deputies investigated a report of a hit-and-run accident on Main Street in Lewis. A 2012 Chevy Cruze owned by Thomas Fritz of Lewis was parked on Main Street, but it was struck sometime between 5:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Wednesday. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $2,000. There were no injuries reported. A traffic stop Thursday evening in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of a Council Bluffs man. Sheriff's officials say 20-year-old Cody Doss was arrested at around 6:20 p.m. and charged with possession of methamphetamine. Doss was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 bond. And Sean Akers of Sydney, Iowa, was arrested at around 7 p.m. Thursday. Akers was taken into custody on a valid Montgomery County warrant for burglary in the third degree. He was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $5,000 bond. A traffic stop early Thursday morning in Harrison County resulted in the arrest of a Texas man on a suspicion of first-degree robbery charge. According to the Daily Nonpareil, 52-year-old Robert Kelly of Round Rock, Texas, was pulled over at around 4 a.m. Thursday near Modale for driving erratically. Kelly allegedly told the deputy who stopped them that he'd robbed a gas station just 90 minutes earlier in Council Bluffs. The deputy detained Kelly while his story was being checked out. An investigation revealed the Quick Shop on North 16th Street and Avenue G in Council Bluffs had been robbed by a man wielding a folding knife at around 2:30 a.m. Thursday. A suspect, later identified as Kelly, allegedly took an undisclosed amount of money and also stepped behind the counter to take bottles of liquor and cigarettes. He then made the clerk get down on the floor before he fled. Police investigators reviewed surveillance footage from the Quick Shop and determined Kelly had left in a silver Chevy Malibu, the same type of vehicle Kelly was driving when he was pulled over. The man was transported by Harrison County deputies to Council Bluffs, where he was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail on $25,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Betty Sandhorst, age 74 of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Betty Sandhorst will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Greg Sybil, age 26 of St. Louis, Missouri, and formerly of Vail, Iowa, died Tuesday in St. Louis. A massive Christian burial service for Greg Sybil will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the St. Anne Church in Vail. Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has the arrangements. Esther Betts, age 92, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Thursday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Esther Betts will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard is in charge of the arrangements. William Thomas Bill Shields, age 90, of Red Oak, died Tuesday at the Life Care Center in Elkhorn, Nebraska. Funeral services for Bill Shields will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Jeanette Mary Obermeyer Schrum, age 84, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Jeanette Schrum will be on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Neil Douglas Doug Gray, age 67, of Kimbleton, died Sunday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Memorial services for Doug Gray will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Howard Harris, age 94, of Greenfield, died November 13th at the Greenfield Manor. Memorial services for Howard Harris will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Thomas John Good, age 86, of Odebolt and formerly of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Odebolt Nursing and Rehab Center. A massive Christian burial service for Tom Good will be held on Tuesday, December 10th at 1:30 p.m. at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of arrangements. Doris J. Wright, age 90, of Stewart, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Doris Wright will be held December 13th at 11 a.m. at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Pat Colleen Stetzel, age 65, of Guthrie Center, died December 3rd at Panora Nursing and Rehab. A memorial mass for Pat Stetzel will be held December 16th at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.